It's nice to welcome back Pat Pagano this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and I'm glad I wasn't here.
Yeah, you're right. Either was your forecaster.
Really, huh?
He had a rough morning, too. But he was up. We spoke about it. He was fine. He was fine. Before I realized that I was giving the WYLI forecast in the morning.
So it was... That's what it was, huh?
That and then he forgot about the live. But that's okay. Everybody's entitled to that on the day after Easter.
I guess so.
So don't say anything to him, all right?
Okay.
Don't say anything. So first of all, being as it's cold and rainy right now, I'll ask you, how was your Easter?
Most of it in the car.
Did you have fun in the car?
Oh, just tons. The problem is not any place, but, you know, you would say the bridges. No, I didn't have a problem there. I had a problem on Long Island. As soon as I got to Long Island, coming out of Queens, that's it. An average speed, 20 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
2.5 hours to get to my destination, 1.5 hours to get back. Same thing on the way home, which was evening. Just crawled through Long Island. As soon as I got to Queens... Near the North, what is it? North Shore Towers, I think they're called, where the Cross Island is, opened up. I'm right over the bridges and home. I think the problem, in my opinion, what do I know? The roads that are there now have been there 80 years ago. And 80 years ago, the population on Long Island was 1/10 of what it is now. See, the roads cannot accommodate the volume. It's as simple as that, because let's face it, if you're on a parkway, folks, you're on the Northern State or Southern State Parkway, if everybody stays at 50 miles an hour and there's no accidents, thank goodness, then why is there a backup? The backup is because everybody's got to come on the different exits and they all have to merge. You know, they have to do something there where there's, where people don't have to merge. Make another lane, where the lane goes for a while before it has to merge.
There's no money for that. You know that. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Never going
to
happen.
Right, exactly. So anyhow, all of that was good. I got home after 9 p.m. And I slept yesterday morning. I got up yesterday morning at 6 a.m.
Now that sounds early to people, but for people like Pat and I, 6 a.m. is like getting up at noontime for folks.
Yep. Really, really, really. Aside from that, I was here in the weather center watching the weather yesterday and all of that baloney, and it was kind of interesting because it is snowing.
Oh yeah.
In New York State right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not here, but it's snowing, and. We'll wind up with some rain or showers today. There'll even be a little sun, but it is going to be windy, and the high will get right around 50. The storm right now is between Bridgeport and New Haven, and it's moving north. Partly cloudy and breezy and cold tonight, mid-30s. Sunny and breezy, 55 to 60 Wednesday. Some sunshine, 60 to 65 Thursday. Partly sunny and breezy, 65 to 70 on Friday. So once we get rid of the showers today, the rest of the week is dry.
What are the snowfall amounts so far in New York State? Who's getting the most snow?
I haven't seen too many snowfall amounts. I've seen, 2-3 inches, but I've had unofficial reports of over a half a foot of snow just north of Albany.
Yeah, and I imagine the ski resorts and the Catskills on those mountains is, once you get to Windham Mountain and stuff like that, I imagine they probably have pretty good accumulation.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the highest elevations, got it out of this system. So we talked about this on Friday, remember that?
Yeah.
I said, I don't think the models are going to handle it all that well, and they didn't. But that's it. I mean, it's a backward spring. This is March weather. This is definitely March weather. This is not April weather.
But yesterday was such a nice day here.
Yeah, until it clouded up.
Yeah, it was like 55 and sunny, no wind. It was nice.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yep.
And I got up this morning, and there it is. It was 36 and rain.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have a nice Easter?
Yes, I had a Mexican Easter.
Oh, that's right. You said you were going to make the Mexican chili.
For
right.
breakfast? No, I didn't. I didn't do that. For breakfast, I had toast with some hummus, onions, and tomatoes, and avocado. Okay. For lunch, I made myself two corn tortillas. And in those corn tortillas, I put some shredded beef, tomatoes, onions, pico de mayo, and had that. And then for dinner, well, what did I have for dinner, Pat? I had tacos. I had regular tacos with beef, cheese, tomato, lettuce, onions, and some of Frank's hot sauce. So that was my that was my Easter feast.
Wow. That was a feast, all right.
Well, it was an all-day-long thing. I mean, if you add up, I had the four tacos at night, so I came to about 600 calories. I had the two tostadas in the middle of the day. That came to about 400, 500 calories, 1,100. And then the two pieces of toast with the hummus and the avocado and everything like that, that was about 500. So you're looking at between 1,800 and 2,000 calories for the day.
Well, yeah, not bad.
No, and it was a lot of food. And it was a lot of food.
Right. Where I was at the first house that I was at, she made penne alla vodka with meatballs. And I tasted the meatballs. And the meatballs were so delicious. I said, Angela, what did you put in these meatballs? She said, well, they have very little carbs. I said, yeah. She said, I don't use breadcrumbs. I said, oh. And she told me she's keto. She used keto bread. Keto bread, cheese, eggs, the whole bit, and chopped meat. They were absolutely delicious. And go to find out, the keto bread that she uses is the bread that I buy every week. It's called 647. And they have it in Italian, in white, in multigrain, very, very low carb. And she takes that bread and she uses it to make it her meatballs, her burgers.
Yeah,
very, very delicious.
What type of cheese does she use in her meatball?
She uses Parmesan.
You know what I use?
No.
Ricotta.
That's nice, but it's going to make the meatball smushy because it's...
No, because if you use ricotta, you don't need the egg, okay? And then you put your breadcrumbs in, then you season it with garlic, salt, and pepper. And because you're not using the egg, the ricotta, basically, everything holds together. And when you cook it in the sauce, it absorbs the sauce, and it's just really, really good.
Yeah.
You don't put a ton of ricotta in. What you do is you make your meatballs, okay?
Yeah.
Then you dip it in the ricotta and you roll them again. And it's great. It's great, I'm telling you.
Sounds interesting.
It makes a sweet meatball. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Right. Interesting. Of course, if Mom were alive today, she would never approve of that.
Oh, no.
She said, oh, no, that's not how you make meatballs.
That's right.
I mean, she was able to make meatballs with her eyes closed. It was incredible.
I'm not saying that's how you make meatballs. I'm saying that's how I make them.
That's the way you make them, right, yeah. Overall it was good. I got to my sister's house, and we had dessert and Italian pastries and all of that stuff. So all of that was nice. The non-fun part was the driving.
All right. So now we're getting back into better weather with the temperature wise later this week. Is that going to hold now, or are we going to have another outbreak of 30 degree weather?
I don't see that.
Okay.
I don't see that. So maybe we'll be turning the corner, and it's just rightly so, because think about it. In 1 week, we'll be out of April.
Yeah.
This week. Yep.
Pretty amazing.
Yep.
Get all your taxes filed and everything, because yesterday was also tax day.
Did all of that. Yep.
All right.
Done.
All right, so today we can expect clouds, some sun, and temperatures hopefully getting to 50 and some showers.
And some showers, right. You got it.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.